Pope Benedict XVI today received his Beatitude Christodoulos, Archbishop of Athens and of all Greece, who is making an official visit to the Vatican. Prior to his audience with the Pope, the Archbishop visited St. Peter's Basilica this morning, where he prayed at the tomb of John Paul II. Chris Altieri has this report.
Although the Archbishop was in Rome for the funeral of John Paul II, this is the first official visit of an Orthodox Archbishop of Athens and all Greece to the Pope and Church of Rome. In remarks following their meeting, Archbishop Christodoulos thanked God for the opportunity to meet the Pope and exchange with him what he called the fraternal embrace of charity.
Nous venons vers vous, l'éminent théologien et l'universitaire, le chercheur assidu de la pensée grecque antique et des pères grecs de l'Orient.
Archbishop Christodoulos praised the Pope's intellectual accomplishments, including the Pope's studies of ancient Greek thought and the work of the Church Fathers from the East. Above all, the Archbishop said the Pope is a visionary of the unity of Christians and the cooperation of religions in the common work of assuring peace in the whole world.
Mais aussi le visionnaire de l'unité des chrétiens et de la coopération des religions pour assurer la paix du monde entier.
The Archbishop also spoke on the public role of the Church and the need to build a spiritually and morally robust and upright Europe.
Béatitude. Chers frères dans le Christ qui accompagnait le vénérable archevêque d'Athènes.
In his address to the Archbishop, Pope Benedict spoke of the urgent need for Catholics and Orthodox to work together so better to combat the growing threats of secularization, relativism and nihilism.
Les différents pays d'Europe travaillent à la création d'une nouvelle Europe.
Pope Benedict said all Christians are called to give their cultural and spiritual contribution to build the new Europe, which, he said, cannot be a merely economic reality.
Qui ne peut pas être une réalité exclusivement économique.
In recent years, relations between the Greek Orthodox Church and the Holy See have improved significantly. The new era of relations began with John Paul II's pilgrimage in 2001 in the footsteps of St. Paul, during which Archbishop Christodoulos and John Paul II stood at the Areopagus in Athens, the place from which the Apostle Paul first proclaimed the gospel to the people of Athens. There, they signed a joint declaration on the Christian roots of Europe. That was on May 4, 2001. Today, Pope Benedict and Archbishop Christodoulos signed another joint declaration recognizing the need to carry on a dialogue in truth and walk together in charity toward full communion. The new joint declaration also addresses the issue of globalization and discusses the need for a moral structure to scientific research and the use of technology. The document also recognizes the need to work for greater protection on the national, European, and international level of the human being's fundamental rights and dignity, which are rooted in the human being's creation in the image and likeness of God.